Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James, and today we don't have Sarah because Sarah has a little bit of a headache yesterday when we were supposed to record, and then we also had some logistic issues where I had to be sitting at a car shop waiting for my car because I got a screw in my tire, and I needed to get a tire replaced. So what we're going to do instead of not having something for you all to listen to this week is include one of our older episodes of Now About That with James and Sarah from season 1, episode 17, Welcome to Spooky Season. So we hope you enjoy this week, and we look forward to being back with you next week with a brand new episode where Sarah and I will be back and back at it. So again, here is Now About That with James and Sarah. Welcome to Spooky Season from season 1, episode 17. Enjoy.
And it's spooky season, everybody. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Halloween traditions around the world and the best movies to watch during the Halloween spooky season. Sarah?
Yes.
What is a tradition that you enjoy doing for your Halloween?
Hanging out with friends primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't get to celebrate Halloween because it was the devil's holiday.
The devil made me do it.
So I think I went trick-or-treating maybe like once, but other than that,
I don't really celebrate Halloween. I mean, I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday, one of my favorite holidays, because of all the spooky, scary stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was little, we did go trick-or-treating, and we took my nephews trick-or-treating and stuff like that. But I've never done anything with Bobo or any of the other dogs I've had, anything like that. And like now, Ryan and I really we don't
Our
do anything.
Old crotchety gays and don't want to go do the thing.
Basically, we don't really do much. We watch scary movies, and that's pretty much it.
I think Nick's favorite holiday is Halloween, and he goes all out every year. So this is going to be our first Halloween together, and I'm excited to see what it is he's doing. I know what I want to dress up as.
Is it a sexy mouse?
No. I'm dressing up as the Morton Salt girl.
Oh yeah, you already said that.
Yeah, because I'm a salty bitch.
Yeah, 100%. So do you want to talk about some of how the holiday is celebrated throughout the world?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. I also just looked up some fun Halloween facts that it says that we didn't know, but, you know, see what happens there.
Oh. We can do that at the end. You can quiz me and see if I know any of them.
Okay.
So the first one the first one on this list, it's Ireland and Scotland. It's called Samhain or Samhain. I'm not really sure. It's a Celtic holiday or Celtic festival. It says the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain is the original Halloween. The origins of most of the famous Western Halloween traditions are found here. On Samhain, people begin preparing for winter, bringing their herds back from their summer pastures and slaughtering livestock. As summer dissolved into winter, it was believed that the border between the world of the living and the world of the dead dissolved as well. So for one night, the souls of the dead, spirits, and fairy folklore could easily cross into the physical world. To disguise themselves from evil spirits, people would dress in costumes. Then they'd go from house to house reciting poetry and in exchange for food. The souls of the dead ancestors were honored with feasts, and bonfires were lit to keep the darkness at bay. Jack-o'-lanterns were carved out of turnips to frighten evil spirits away. Some of these traditions, like costumes, jack-o'-lanterns, and trick-or-treating, carried over into modern-day Halloween and are celebrated around the world. However, other Samhain traditions like divination games and eating traditional foods never attained the same global popularity. So in Dublin, they host a Samhain parade every year. And the traditional food is Culcannon, mashed potatoes mixed with kale or cabbage, and Barmbrack, sweet bread with dried fruits. Mm. It says Barmbrack is used for fortune telling, and charms are added to the loaf, and your fortune for the next year depends on which charm you find in your piece of Barmbrack. Well, that's cool.
I would totally do that.
I think that would be a fun tradition to do, yeah. I mean, I'm not Irish, and it might be appropriation, but...
I'm Irish.
I don't really know. I may be Irish. No idea.
You should do, if you ever get a chance, during the Christmas season, those DNA tests go on sale. So you should do one of those. I did that.
I don't want to do that. Then the government has my DNA.
Oh, my God.
The government. Lord have news mercy. Flash for you. The government already has your DNA, whether you know it or not.
Like, if you've ever had to go to the hospital for anything, they probably have it.
And then in Scotland, traditional food is sausage. So sausage has been a traditional Scottish Samhain food since ancient times. In fact, the Witchcraft Act of 1735 actually made it illegal to eat pork pastries on Halloween. Fortunately, the act was repealed in the 1950s. It's just sausage rolls for everyone. And then there is a fire society that hosts a fire festival every year in Edinburgh. That's cool. And then Japan is Kawasaki Halloween Parade. So they have... Halloween celebrations have already caused chaos in Tokyo this year, from 2022.
How has it already caused chaos?
I don't see a publication date. It may be before 2022. The most prestigious Halloween event in Japan is the Kawasaki Halloween Parade, featuring around 4,000 costumed revealers. You can't just throw on any old thing and attend, however. They have standards and participants must apply at least 2 months in advance. Oh, that's probably how. There you go. And it all involves, it says there's no trick-or-treating, but there's plenty of cosplay and plenty of parties. Mm. And then in Italy, there's... Ognissanti. I'm hoping that's how it's said. Ognissanti. Ognissanti. Says it translates to All Saints Day, and it falls between November 1st and 2nd. However, people often begin the celebrations a day or two in advance. Tradition holds that souls of the deceased come back to visit their living relatives. People decorate cemeteries with fall chrysanthemums. That's a fun word. And then they leave food out for visiting spirits. And then in some parts of Italy, parents leave gifts out for their children on behalf of their dead relatives. Almost like a miniature Christmas. And then most people know about the Mexican Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, but it's not really Halloween, though.
Nah. It's a 2-day celebration of ancestors and deceased family members.
Yes. That's the important distinction to make, is a lot of people say, oh, it's just Mexican Halloween. It's just like, no, there's a big, big difference between Halloween and Dia de los Muertos.
I mean, really, if you look at it, Dia de los Muertos is kind of the same as Ognissanti
in Italy. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like based on this, it says spirits of the dead come back to visit their families. The living celebrate with flowers, festivals, sweets, and imagery of... Ooh. Oh, intricately decorated. Wow, that was difficult. Intricately decorated skulls and skeletons. Mm-hmm. They have picnics and light candles in cemeteries. While images of death are everywhere, it's important to understand that it isn't a scary or sad holiday. It's a celebration of life, both past and present. And then the last one on this list is in Guatemala. And it's called, I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I will butcher the crap out of it, but it translates to Giant Kites Festival. And it says they also observe the Day of the Dead. And every year, people of the town of Santiago, that's another word, Sacatepeques. S-A-C-A-T-E-P-E with a Q-U-E-Z.
I'd have to actually see it.
Yeah. And they celebrate with a unique twist, a giant kite festival. To honor their dead, they build giant, brightly colored kites from local natural materials and fly them in the cemetery. This ancient Mayan custom goes back 3,000 years. It's become customary to share pictures of your kite, your favorite kite, on Facebook and Instagram. Okay. So that's fun. Those are kind of interesting ways. And then there's another one. A lot of it's the same. There's Ireland is in here. Guy Fawkes Day. Which says on November 5th, 1606, Fox was executed after being convicted of attempting to blow up. Oh, okay. Blow up England's Parliament building. Fox was a member of the Catholic group who wanted to remove the Protestant King James from power. The original Guy Fawkes Day was celebrated right after his execution. The first bonfires were called bonfires. And were set up to burn effigies and symbolic bones of the Catholic Pope. It was not until two centuries later that effigies of the Pope were replaced with those of Guy Fawkes. In addition to making effigies to be burned in the fire, children in some parts of England also walk the streets carrying an effigy of Guy and ask for a penny for the guy. Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
Although they keep the money for themselves. Stupid children. And then it says this is as close to American practice of trick-or-treating as can be found in England today. Guy Fawkes Day was even celebrated by pilgrims at the first settlement at Plymouth.
Okay.
That's cool. Let's see. Then we have Dia de los Muertos in this one. And then there was the history of trick-or-treating, which we kind of just talked about it already. Samhain.
I know it's not pronounced that way, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
How it's actually pronounced.
Ooh. About Halloween candy. The haunted history of Halloween candy. Let's look at this one. This is all from the History Channel. It says, for most American kids, it wouldn't be Halloween without trick-or-treating for candy. However, it wasn't always the case. When the custom of trick-or-treating started in the 1930s and early 1940s, children were given everything from homemade cookies and pieces of cake to fruits, nuts, coins, and toys. In the 1950s, candy manufacturers began to get in on the act and promote their products for Halloween. And as trick-or-treating became more popular, candy was increasingly regarded as an affordable, convenient offering. It wasn't until the 1970s, though, that wrapped factory-made candy was viewed as the only acceptable thing to hand out to all the little ghosts and goblins that showed up. A key reason for this safety, as parents feared that real boogeymen might tamper with goodies that weren't store-bought and sealed. Which I know that was like a big thing. Whenever I was little, we had to open all of our candy and check it for like razor blades and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Interesting. That's cool. But I'll link some of these to the in the card of the what is that called? In the description of this podcast. Let's see. We're gonna talk about movies now.
Yeah.
Did you see that the what is it? Sarah, what is it? Hocus Pocus 2 start streaming today?
Oh, I did not.
You can watch it today. So for those of you listening, if you liked Hocus Pocus, Hocus Pocus is out now, almost 30 years after the original movie. Ryan said, have you seen that meme that goes around that's like every year people try to pretend like Hocus Pocus is a good movie? No, which it's not a good movie, but it's fun. I think it's fun.
Not, yeah, I think sometimes there are movies that are not good per se, but they're still fun to watch.
Yeah. And this list is called 40 classic Halloween movies to watch for scary evening in. Are there any, before we get into this list and then the next one, are there any Halloween movies that you like to watch or scary movies you like to watch around this time?
I don't have like specific. What I'll usually do is I'll try to find a scary movie that I've never seen before. Because, you know, trying to find something new to scare myself with. But other than that, no, I don't have specific movies that I'll watch each year.
Yeah, I think Ryan and I have kind of gotten to the point where not very much scares us. But we like to like hit the greats, like Halloween, some Nightmare on Elm Street. The new Halloween comes out on the 14th, which I'm excited. Halloween Ends. They just released the newest the newest trailer for Halloween Ends the other day. It looked really good. I'm excited. But on this list, the first one on the list is called It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Aww.
Do you remember what year that was released?
I don't, but I know it was a long ass time ago.
1966. It's almost as old as my father. And then Rocky Horror Picture Show, which we both love and enjoy.
Yes.
Hocus Pocus in 1993. I don't know that I would include Harry Potter.
I guess
maybe. Meh. I don't mind watching it. I wouldn't call it a scary movie, but some people do like to watch it around Halloween. Scream. The Addams Family and the Addams Family Values, 91 and 93. Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School.
I love Scooby-Doo.
Mean Girls.
And it says, Mean Girls.
Now, Mean Girls isn't exactly a horror movie, but it does feature one of the most iconic Halloween scenes of recent memory, earning it a prime spot on this list. Because she's standing there and she's like, what are you supposed to be? Duh. And points to her head. A mouse. The Omen from 1976. Because the remake was garbage.
Yeah, the original is really good. I watched that.
Yeah. Rosemary's Baby from 1968.
I've not seen Rosemary's Baby.
I think I heard that they're going to remake it.
Of course they are, because Hollywood has no original ideas anymore.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. The Haunted Mansion. I wouldn't watch that again. I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No. Friday the 13th. The Shining.
I haven't seen The Shining.
Really?
Yeah.
You should watch it.
I want to watch it. I've got a list of what scary movies to watch each day of October on Netflix and Hulu and Prime. So.
And Paramount. Oh, you probably don't have Paramount Plus, do you?
I don't have Paramount Plus.
And then the next one after The Shining is Halloween, 1978. And then Halloween Town, 1998. Do you remember those movies?
Yes.
Oh, The Labyrinth.
Oh, Labyrinth.
Which Sarah likes to say is...
all about David Bowie's cock.
Thank you. And
it
then,
is. Have you, like, the outfit that he is wearing, okay, it's literally all about that.
It was the 80s, okay, Sarah. That was a good outfit in the 80s.
I didn't say it was a bad outfit. I'm just saying it really accentuated what he had going on downstairs.
And then Child's Play, 1988. Oh, Beetlejuice, God. Also 1988. Get Out. You didn't like Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I didn't like Beetlejuice.
I thought it was okay. Get Out and then Edward Scissorhands.
I like Get Out. I like Edward Scissorhands. But it's been years since I saw Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, that wasn't the last of this list. Then we also have Ghostbusters. Carrie, the 1976 version.
The best version.
The Exorcist. Ooh, let's talk about Carrie real quick. Because there is a made-for-TV version of Carrie. I think it was on, like, Sci-Fi Network or something. That I don't think is better than the original Carrie. But I like the way that they killed her mother. Spoilers for those people listening that haven't seen it.
I was just thinking Carrie was the first Stephen King book I ever read.
Oh.
I read it after watching the remake of Carrie with you and Sam. Which also, fun fact, that's one of the only scary movies that I remember Sam actually being cool with watching. She doesn't like scary movies.
Yeah. And then after Carrie, we have The Exorcist from 1973. Casper from 1995. The Blair Witch Project. From 1999.
I didn't like The Blair Witch Project either.
I didn't either. The second time I watched it, it grew on me, but I don't know that I would watch it again. Then we have The Craft, which is one of my all-time favorite witchy movies. Paranormal Activity.
The first Paranormal Activity was pretty good.
Yeah, it was kind of terrifying.
Right?
Double Double Toil and Trouble, which I don't think I've... Oh, it's a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
It's so cute.
It's like, I don't think I've seen it because I had no idea what it was, but I've never seen it, but that's probably why. And then we have Practical Magic, which again, this is my favorite all-time witchy movie.
It's one of Nick's favorites too. He loves Practical Magic.
It's a good movie, has good soundtrack, even though it's got country music in it, it has a good soundtrack. Good effects too. For 1998, it has good effects. The Night Before Christmas, which people often say, is it a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie? It's both, bitches.
It is both.
Watch it the entire year, anytime, but particularly October through December.
Exactly.
Frankenweenie. Aww. Frankenweenie. The Witches of Eastwick, which I hadn't seen until I want to say like 2018.
I still haven't seen The Witches of Eastwick.
It's okay. To Kill a Mockingbird, which I've never seen. Oh.
You've never seen To Kill a Mockingbird?
No. No. And then a classic, Death Becomes Her.
Death Becomes Her is good. But how have you never seen To Kill a Mockingbird?
I've never seen it.
Texting your boyfriend right now.
He's not going to make me watch that. I don't think he cares for it. The film version of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel is revered for its memorable performances and its poignant adaptation of the story. But one of the most pivotal scenes also centers around Halloween night, with Scott stuck in the ham costume.
Scout.
Oh, I did say Scout, you're right. My apologies. Then we have Sleepy Hollow, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Bram Stoker's. Good, fun movie. Silence of the Lambs. Psycho, 1960.
Oh, Psycho is so good.
Yeah. And then the last one on the list is Us, which Us is a very good movie.
That, okay, I have to rewatch Us because I watched it and I know I missed stuff in that because at the end I was like, what the fuck just happened?
So it's less, I wouldn't really call it a scary movie. It is more of a thriller than anything. And I really liked it.
It was really good, but I definitely need to rewatch it because there were parts where I was just like, I cannot believe what?
Yeah, there's a lot of action in it too. It's less just sitting and watching, and more you have to pay attention to what's going on. And then this other list from TV Land has Trick or Treat, which is a 2008 film. I haven't seen it, but I've watched like videos of it. Basically, it's a I can't remember, it's like a demon that is in, like a demon in a costume, and if you take down your trick-or-treat or your Halloween decorations before the end of the Halloween, it will kill you.
Okay.
It says the 2008 film Trick or Treat, which has become a modern Halloween cult classic, is actually four short movies in one, all tied together by a creepy and somewhat adorable trick or treater who shambles. Doesn't seem right. Who shambles through each of the tales of terror in a small town on Halloween night. It has the feel of a horror movie classic in the 1980s, mixing campy comedy, genuine scares, gore, and a tiny bit of gratuitous skin, making it a perfect Halloween pre-party date night flick before you generate your own mayhem on the streets.
Okay.
Hocus Pocus wasn't in... Yes, it was. Never mind. I'm going to say it wasn't in the other one, but it was. I remember it now.
It was one of the first ones.
The Witch is in this one, which is another really good movie. It wasn't really about witchcraft, but it's a very good movie. I really enjoyed it. I don't think you liked it, did you?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
I wanted to watch it, but I haven't seen it yet.
This one also has the Addams Family 2019 animated film. And then Scary Movie and It are also on the... Oh, and then the Fear Street movies.
The Fear Street movies.
Those were so good, right?
They're so good.
And I like the way that they kind of tied them all in together. It was really good. And then they also have Hereditary.
Suspiria. Hereditary was the one that I didn't like that much.
Oh, really? Ryan loves it. And I think Toni Collette, perfect acting in that movie. It was great. I don't know that I cared for the actual movie itself, but her acting in that movie, superb.
Like, I feel like I need to rewatch the movie because do you ever like watch a movie with somebody who just kind of ruins it? Like ruins the overall experience, and then later you watch it again and you actually enjoyed it the second time.
Yes, I do. And I remember because it was a movie that I watched with you and a bunch of your friends for the first time. It was Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it and all of your friends were talking about it the entire time, like, oh, I saw that coming, I knew that was gonna happen. It's like, shut up, I want to watch the movie.
Yeah, I remember that. That fucking sucks. That wasn't.
I looked at you and I was like, I'm gonna kill your friend. And then they also have Suspiria. Like how he escalated. I changed the subject. Suspiria. Have you seen Suspiria?
I have not.
It's a good. Both of them are pretty good. I really enjoyed the newer one. Because there's a 1977 version and then there's a newer one that just released. I would say it was like 2017, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie. It has Tilda Swinton in it.
I heard that it was good.
Tilda Swinton and Dakota Johnson. And then Jennifer's Body. Midsommar
is so good.
I don't want to watch it. I'm not a huge fan of those types of cult movies.
Ugh, it was good though.
Then It Comes at Night. I think we watched that. I don't know that it was very good. The new Pet Sematary is on this list too, which I haven't seen the new one, but I really enjoyed the original.
I have not seen any of the Pet Semataries.
You're not missing out on much. The Conjuring is on this
Conjuring
list as well.
Conjuring
is
good.
Oh, here's a comedy movie, horror movie. What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows is good.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. Hubie Halloween, which I don't know what that is. I think it's on Hulu or something. Netflix.
Hubie?
Hubie. H-U-B-I-E. It's an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, the Beetle, but then I remember that's Herbie, not Hubie.
Oh, yeah, Herbie.
Hubie is actually my mother's biological father's nickname.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. His House, which is another Netflix movie. And then the last one on this list is Paranorman.
Nice.
Cool. So I think let's take a quick break. I need to take the little man out because he's standing beside me staring at me. And then we'll be back in a few minutes. Well, it'll be a few seconds for those listeners.
True.
All right, we will be back. Thanks, guys. All right, welcome back. So we talked a little bit about the history of trick-or-treating and Halloween, different traditions in different areas, and then movies. Do you want to talk about Halloween candy now?
Well, we can talk about Halloween candy.
I hadn't really put that in there, but I was, as I was walking Bobo, because that's why we took a little break, I was walking my little man Bobo and I was like, ooh, we could talk about Halloween candy.
Or we could do some trivia.
We can do that while I'm looking up Halloween candy.
In what American state is it illegal to be a priest or a nun for Halloween?
I would say like Alabama.
Correct. So whoever being in a public place fraudulently pretends by garb or outward array to be a minister of any religion or nun, priest, rabbi, or other member of the clergy is guilty of a misdemeanor and upon conviction shall be punished by a fine not exceeding $500 or confinement in the county jail for not more than 1 year or by both such fine and imprisonment.
It's a bit much.
Right?
Sexy priest. Sexy priest.
According to the National Retail Federation, which children's costume continues to hold at the number one spot year after year?
Children's costume. The bee?
Hmm?
Like adolescent costume?
Like just kiddo costume.
Captain America. Or Spider-Man.
Nope.
What is it?
Princess.
Oh. Okay. I can see that. Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. Some of these are like not interesting in any way. So I have to like scroll through to find the other ones that I was looking at that were actually interesting. Halloween was celebrated for the first time ever in the United States in what decade?
In the United States, what decade? Mm-hmm. Well, we said the Pilgrims, which was in...
But that was different. They didn't celebrate like...
Oh, Halloween specifically.
Yeah, they didn't celebrate Halloween.
The 40s?
Close. The 1840s.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's what I meant, Sarah. Jeez.
According to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what are you meant to see?
Bloody Mary?
No, only if you actually say a Bloody Mary.
Spirits.
Your future husband or wife.
Oh, why would I want to see that?
I don't know. Let's see. Who was the first lady ever to have decorated the White House for Halloween? I'll give you a hint before you like give an actual answer. We were talking about this president the other day.
We talked about like 7 presidents the other day.
No, but we were talking about this specific president the other day because you said that you had only heard his name said a very specific way.
Dwight D. Eisenhower's wife. I don't know what his wife's name was.
Mamie.
Mamie? Yeah. That's her name?
Yeah, M-A-M-I-E.
Jeez. Wonder she's dead.
What? That she was old. What was Candy Corn's original name?
Was it like Witch's Toenail or something like that?
No. Though that would be funny.
No. What was it?
Chicken Feed.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
Also, fun fact, I don't like... The only time I'll eat candy corn is if it's with peanuts.
What is your favorite seasonal candy?
My
Halloween seasonal candy.
Seasonal candy. I really like the Reese's pumpkins.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I would say for things that you really generally only get around Halloween, I would say candy corn. I love candy corn.
I just don't like candy corn by itself.
I also, and I prefer not candy corn, but I prefer the little candy pumpkins that are made. They're the same, basically the same thing. I prefer those.
What do the Halloween colors black and orange symbolize?
Death and life.
Close. Black does signify death. Orange stands for harvest and warmth.
Oh, okay.
A person born on Halloween has what particular ability based on superstition?
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah. You suggested it when I was talking about looking in the mirror at midnight.
See dead people?
Pretty much. Spirits. Like the ability to see and communicate with spirits.
Hmm. So was that medium?
Yeah.
Medium. Kind of.
Yeah. A medium.
Anything else?
What place holds the Guinness World title for the most jack-o'-lanterns lit in one place?
Is it, like, do I have to guess, is it the United States?
It's in the United States.
And is it a state or a city?
It is, well, there's a city, but I would accept the state. And you live close to this state.
New York.
No, but it does begin with new.
New Jersey? Mm-mm. New Hampshire.
Yes. Specifically Keene, New Hampshire. And what item is banned only during Halloween in Hollywood?
What item? Guns?
No.
Like,
it's actually really funny. It's something that if you were wearing a Spider-Man costume would probably come with it.
Like the web spray stuff?
Mm-hmm. Silly string.
Silly string. It's flammable.
It's banned apparently during Halloween in Hollywood.
It should be banned everywhere all the time because it's disgusting and it's flammable. Do you know what the number one American candy is for Halloween?
Chocolate.
What specific candy? It has chocolate in it.
M&M's?
No. Reese's Cups.
Makes sense.
Did you say you had one more?
Yes. Okay. What house has been recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's longest haunted house?
Is it the Winchester House?
No. It is called the Cutting Edge Haunted House.
Oh, you mean like actual haunted house? I thought you meant like ghost haunted house. Got it. Okay, that's cool. Where is that?
That is what I'm looking up right now. Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey. I don't know how far that is from you, but.
Fort Worth is like 3 hours.
I was going to say, Texas is a pretty big state.
It is a pretty big state.
So I told you what the number one Halloween candy was. Do you know what the number two is?
Is it candy corn?
No. Candy corn's number 10.
Dang. No, I don't know.
This is America's top 10 Halloween candies. Number two is Skittles. Number three is M&M's. Number four is Starburst. Five is Hot Tamales, which I love Hot Tamales. Six is Sour Patch Kids. Seven is Hershey's Kisses. Eight is Snickers. And nine is Tootsie Pops. I'm surprised Snickers isn't higher.
Same, actually.
And then the 10 top 10 worst Halloween candies. Do you know what number one is?
Candy corn.
Even though it was the United States number 10 or number 10 top 10 Halloween candies. Number two is one of my all-time favorites. I must be just an old person. Circus peanuts.
I like circus peanuts.
I love circus peanuts. I can't eat too many of them though because they make me sick. And then number three is peanut butter kisses. Number four
I didn't even know peanut butter kisses were a thing.
I think I did. I just don't really care. And then number four is Smarties. Number five is Necco waffles or wafers.
Those are wafers. Terrible.
Yeah, they're just basically like chalk. And then number six is wax Coke bottles. Do you remember those?
Yes. Or like those wax, like vampire fangs.
Yeah. Well, no, this has like, it has juice in the middle.
It has juice in the, oh.
Yeah, you like bite the top off and you suck out the juice.
Oh.
And you chew on the wax.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then number seven is Mary Jane's, which I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Let's see. Mary Jane candies. Mary Jane candy. Oh, it's the little like kind of they're like honey type candies.
Oh, like Bitto honey type?
Like Bitto honey. Yeah, I think it's basically the same thing as Bitto honey, yeah. That makes sense.
Bitto honey is not bad. It's just not my fave.
The number eight is Tootsie Rolls. I love Tootsie Rolls.
I also love Tootsie Rolls.
And number 9 is good and plenty, and 10 is black licorice. I 100% agree with those, and I think they should be higher on the list. So I think they're both disgusting.
I used to be a big fan of black licorice when I was a little kid. It was my grandfather's favorite. He loved, especially black licorice jelly beans. That was his shtick.
Yeah. Do you want to look at America's favorite Halloween candy by state?
A lot of states.
There are 50, yes. And then the District of Columbia, too. We have Airheads, which is Alabama. Kind of goes hand in hand. Snickers is Alaska. Ooh, Toblerone.
Ooh.
Arizona. Skittles is Arkansas or Kansas, depending. California is Lifesavers. It's weird. Colorado is Milky Way. Connecticut is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Delaware, Three Musketeers. Florida is Nestle Crunch Bar. Poor taste. Georgia, Pixie Sticks.
Hawaii.
Hawaii is 100 Grand Bar. Those are delicious. Idaho is Butterfinger. Illinois is Snickers. What do you think Indiana is?
I don't know. Candy corn?
No. You would think.
You would think.
Not much more than corn in Indiana. No, it is Reese's Pieces.
Oh, nice.
Iowa is Twix. Kansas is Twizzlers. Gross. Kentucky is Whoppers. Louisiana, Swedish Fish. Maine, Starburst. Maryland, Almond Joy. Ugh. Massachusetts, Starburst. Michigan, M&M's. Minnesota, 100 Grand Bar. Ooh, look at that. Number 2. Second for 100 Grand Bar. And then Mississippi and Missouri are both Hershey's Kisses. Montana is Kit Kat Bar. Nebraska, again, is Skittles. Nevada is Jolly Ranchers. New Hampshire, Tootsie Rolls. New Jersey, Sour Patch Kids. New Mexico, Three Musketeers. New York, Sweet Tarts. North Carolina, Butterfinger. North Dakota, also Sour Patch Kids. Ohio, Milky Way. Oklahoma, M&M's. Oregon, candy corn. There we go, candy corn. And then South Carolina is candy corn too. Pennsylvania, Swedish Fish. Why Swedish Fish? That's the second person. Louisiana, Pennsylvania, get your shit together. Rhode Island, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. South Carolina, candy corn. South Dakota, Laffy Taffy. A big favorite of mine too. I love Laffy Taffy. Tennessee, candy corn. Texas, candy corn. There you go, Sarah.
That explains why we have the Thanksgiving flavored candy corn.
Yeah.
We saw that here.
Utah, Nerds. Vermont, Almond Joy. Virginia, Reese's Pieces. Washington, Airheads. And then West Virginia, Oreos. That's a weird candy treat. Oreos, really? Wisconsin is Laffy Taffy. Wyoming is candy corn. And the District of Columbia?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
What do you think? There's 2 of them in each pack.
Reese's Cups?
No. There's a left side and a right side.
Twix.
Yes. Twix. So I really like Twix. I hate, and I really hated that they had that whole campaign thing for these are the right Twix, these are the left Twix. It was very segregation is great thing.
Yeah. It was weird.
And I think it's over now, which I appreciate because it was stupid. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Before we wrap it up?
No, I think I'm good.
Other than stay in school, app your tool.
Stay in school, wrap your tool, don't risk it, wrap your biscuit.
Sometimes plan B should be people's plan A.
Yes.
Or your mother should have swallowed.
Wow. Now we're hitting the low there. Below the belt.
I disappeared there for a second. That was weird.
You did.
All right. Well, this was fun. I hope you all have a great spooky season. We'll have another episode. I don't know why I said that. It's like we're not going to be talking. We're not going to have another episode the entire week of, or month of October, which we will. Enjoy your spooky season. Maybe next time we'll watch a movie and review it. That's what Ooh. We can do next time, maybe, Sarah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked it, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this helps us get the podcast out to more people and helps us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod, so if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. And if there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, you can feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions, or you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since it will be coming out on Monday. Bye, everybody.